As we always start off the second hour here on Sunday in the Country, it is with Willie Hallahan, who hosts the website sportingacause.com, where you'll find sports-related fundraising activities that go on throughout the tri-state area. Once again, that web address is sportingacause.com. And the guy that keeps track of it all for us and lets us know what's coming up, here's Willie Hallahan. Willie, nice to speak to you today.
Good morning, Marshall. Good to hear you, too. Speaking of snow, it was a little chilly this morning. It was almost in the 40s at my house here in Canaan.
It was 48.7 degrees at my house when I left this morning.
It's crazy. I was telling somebody a couple weeks ago during one of those heat waves that, you wait until August. There's some nights in August when it's chilly enough you could have a fireplace fire and feel good about it. I said, no. Well, here we go. 48 degrees.
It was.
And yesterday morning it was cool, too. It was in low 50s when a bunch of crazy people jumped into Mudge Pond over in Sharon for the swim leg of the Sharon Sprint Triathlon. About 75 people. That was a good field for that event. And thanks to Matt Meddy, who is the head of the Sharon Parks and Rec Commission, tireless in all the things he does. But his volunteers and his crew put on a wonderful event. A triathlon is a difficult event. There's all kinds of things going on, many moving parts. You have a swim, and you have to be concerned about the safety there. They take head counts, and they keep track of all the people in the water, make sure that the same number come out as went in. There's a lot going on, not to mention the fact that there are bikes going through the town of Sharon and runners everywhere, but they put on a safe event. By the way, not incidentally, Lakeville Hose was there with their rescue squad just in case. And I don't mention enough that at many, many events, our emergency services are there just on hand in case someone gets injured or something. And, our ambulance and fire crew are at their most visible when there's an emergency, but lots of times they're quietly at these events just standing by, and they're always there. They always have several people there. They never get enough credit for that. So I'll try to mention them more in the future because they deserve it. Also yesterday was the Ice Bucket Challenge. That was a golf tournament over at the Canaan Country Club. It was two flights. What that means is nine-hole courses to be able to get a lot of people into a tournament. They have basically two tournaments, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and it was packed because of the cause. This was its fourth year. The first 3 years, it was organized and honored Bob Frank, who was a longtime superintendent of the Canaan Country Club, who was suffering from ALS. So to honor him and to raise money for the ALS Association of Connecticut, they held this tournament. And this year, sadly, it was in his memory because he passed away over the winter. A good man, well-loved, and it shows in his tournament because it's always packed and was very successful, and they had a good day for it. Also yesterday was Jimmy's Ride. It's a motorcycle ride up in the Pittsfield area. It's organized by and for the benefit of the Berkshire County Kids Place. Their sad work is to help kids who are the victims of both sexual and domestic violence. And Jimmy is named after Jimmy Bernardo, who over 20 years ago as a child was kidnapped and murdered. The ride continues in his honor. It's only $25 to get into this thing, but they can raise easily $20,000 in the year. So clearly there are a lot of business sponsorships going on there to be able to bring that kind of dollar volume, and I should explore that. Today, in Torrington, the Torrington Donors Week Road Race, usually just known as the Torrington Road Race, it's a five-mile race, starts and ends at Coe Park in downtown Torrington. It has some shorter races, too. There's a one-mile race and a couple of walks, so that it can include more people. This has been going on for 48 years. That's a long time for any event. And they split their proceeds between the Torrington Trails Network and Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. And also today is the Ancrum Fire Company Golf Tournament over at Under Mountain Golf Course. Like the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's a two-flight tournament. I'm playing in the afternoon flight, and of course it benefits the Ancrum Fire Company. And see. Moving on to Friday, the Torrington Lions Club hosts their 42nd annual golf tournament. This is at Greenwoods Country Club in Winsted. Of note in this tournament, there's a man, he's a Lions Club member, Norm Nijame. This man has been organizing this golf tournament for all 42 years of its existence. I mean, that's remarkable. When you think about it, in this era where all organizations are scrambling for volunteers, there are never enough of them, you got guys like Norm who have been over decades quietly doing their good work, and we need to make note of that when we can. That tournament, as so many fraternal organizations do, is raising money for scholarships, but also for eye research. As we know, eye issues are the signature cause of the Lions clubs. And also on Friday, this is the 16th, is the Sheffield Volunteer Hose Company 24th Annual Golf Tournament. That's at Egremont Country Club, and of course for the benefit of the hose company. There were rumors about Egremont Country Club, and then they became not rumors at all, that the Egremont Country Club had been sold, was going to be turned into a solar farm, and apparently that all has gone away. It fell through. So Egremont Country Club continues, and as far as we know, it will continue to be a golf course. I hope so. It's a great place to hold tournaments. The Murphy Open is held there, and it's great.
It's the first place I got an eagle.
Is that right?
Down the back nine.
Nice. Of course, well, that's reason enough to keep it going.
It was early enough in my golfing career where it was a total accident, where I had a screaming line drive on the ground.
Yeah.
And it went for like 300 yards. It was fall golfing, and Don Martin was there, and he looked at me. He goes, "You've been golfing for not even a summer, and you get an eagle?"
Well, that's too soon in your career to get to do something like that.
It was so soon, I didn't even know what an eagle was.
That's great. And then the day after that, Saturday the 17th, is the Isaiah Lamb. This is the third annual. Since I've had Sporting a Cause going, the first year I had it going, I should say, I put the Isaiah Lamb tournament on there, and now it's its third year. This is held at the Fairview Farm Golf Course in Harlington, and it's named for Isaiah Lamb, who is a young boy who has some physical ailments, and his parents started the Isaiah Lamb Foundation, which provides accessibility and independence for high school age kids. Very worthy cause. And also next Saturday is the Beach to Beach 5K. This is held over at the Morristown Beach. It runs from there to Sandy Beach and back at Bantam Lake. It's sponsored by and to benefit the Bantam Lake Protective Association. They deal with the lake cleanliness and other lake issues. And also next Saturday, the Copaque Falls Day Into the Wilderness 5K Fun Run. And that kicks off Copaque Falls Day. It's a townwide celebration. And each year they have a different beneficiary from the proceeds, and this year it goes to the Harlem Valley Rail Trail. The rail trail is looking to pave another section of their trail. It's a long, long haul effort to do this, and I figure one of these days it's going to go from Canada to New York City because they're dedicated to improving and expanding the rail trail. It's a great place to go and good for them. Next Sunday, the 18th, is the Aaron Shanley Memorial 5K Race and Breakfast. This is taking place at the Lions Club Pavilion at Stissing Lake over in Pine Plains. And it benefits the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And then that's it till the following Monday, the 19th, and I'll be talking about this next week. That's the Housatonic Youth Services Bureau 22nd Annual Golf Tournament at Torrington Country Club. So the golf tournaments and running races continue apace.
And you get a nice chance with the different tournaments to golf. I mean, both the Torrington Country Club and Fairview Farms are great golf courses in their own right and challenging, and And anybody can golf on them as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they can. And the great thing about the difference about today's tournament that I'm in, most tournaments are scrambles, and what that means is a foursome. Everybody takes a shot, and you pick the best one of the four, and you use that, and you keep doing that throughout the tournament, so everybody can contribute. This tournament today in the Ankrum is you have to use your own ball. So there's no place to hide in this. your score at the end of the day is yours and not the combination of your team. So it's a little different. But typically, golf tournaments, if people are intimidated, they shouldn't be, because everybody can contribute a shot or here or there during the 18 holes and feel good about it. You don't have to be an expert. In fact, these tournaments are made better by just everyday golfers going and having fun.
And if people want to ever remember this, when they golf, where golf was invented, very rarely do they ask what the score was. They ask what you shot. And that it's a big difference when you play golf that way.
Yeah.
If you're out there to play golf and play the course and have fun, and half the fun of going out in these tournaments is that you're interacting with not only your players on your team, but players from other teams and everything. It's a lot of fun. So.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no, to me, the game of golf, I'm a hacker, admittedly. And I would never play around by myself, because it's the camaraderie always that makes the sport worthwhile for me.
Absolutely. Well, Willie, we will speak to you again next week. Have a great week.
Okay, Marshall, thanks. You do the same.
All right. Willie Hallihan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.